pack. I've never seen a sight that didn't look better looking back. I was born under a wandering star. Mud can make you prisoner and the plains can bake you dry. Snow can burn your eyes, but only people make you cry. Home is made for coming from, for dreams of going to.
Morning, this is Ray I, your host, with the Vulgar Vlogger, Matty G. We're into turkey season. Gary Lee, of course, doing our scouting for the youth season. We got our gun season coming up. Florida's open hunting in South Carolina and hunting in Hawaii. And I'm going to talk about this week. I was on the Hook 'em Up and Track 'em Down radio show down in Louisiana. And I also was on with Midwest Outdoors Magazine with their podcast with Mr. Mark Strand. And, of course, this time of year I do lots of other radio shows, interviews about turkey hunting. And it all comes down to calling. And what I'm going to do in this segment, I have some information about calling. I use my turkey call to scout. And if you watch my DVDs and go to my seminars, I use it for scouting. I use it for locating. And I'm catching heat. Right now on the turkey blogs, they're just absolutely attacking me right now. And what I really like is somebody with the name Longspur or Double Beard. They don't say their names, but yet they can attack me, you know, and tell me, oh, I've got to stop. That's wrong. And then now they're attacking my book. It's blasphemy. How do you say it? Blasphemy?
Blasphemy.
Yeah. Yeah. I had 5 stars on Amazon, and now I've got like 4 because of the number of guys going on there saying book's repetitious. All I talk about is calling too much. I'm going to ruin turkey hunting for everybody. So I'm getting blasted right now. So I wanted to address this a little bit about the scouting because I found it real interesting that this week, I talked to Mark Strand as well. There's a thing called Wide Open Spaces, and there's a gentleman on there, Micah Sargent, came out, and he had my video posted, and he wrote an article about my video. Now, see, I'm from old school. That's my body of work. That's my video, and I worked to put it together, and I posted it on Midwest Outdoors. Nobody should be taking my video and using it. Well, Mr. Strand tells me in today's world, you want people to take your work and repost it so it gets out there. I disagree. It's my body of work. The man wants to do an article about turkey. He should do his own video, do his own thing. But he uses my video so that he can tell me I'm doing it wrong. Took my video and tells me I'm doing it wrong. And here's what's interesting about that. I do, and I have for 30 years, used my turkey. When I go to New England, like Massachusetts, with my buddy, brother Jerry, nobody even says a word. We go out and hit them roads and hollers and hills and cut and yelp and locate our turkeys. Nobody ever says anything about it. Now, my question to this gentleman here, Micah Sargent, is that if it wasn't working, why would I do it? And I go out and I have to bring turkeys in front of television cameras and a camp full of outdoor media people. All he has to do is go hunt for himself, okay? And he says that if you go out and do this, that you're going to, let's see, he says it has a lot to do with my calling ability compared to Ray. I found birds typically gobble enough on their own before flying down to alert me to roosting areas. He don't even get it. It's not just them roosting areas. It's later in the day. Turkeys react better to a turkey call. It has no ill effect on turkeys whatsoever. I wouldn't be using it, and I wouldn't be successful if it wasn't working. Look at my DVDs. Go to my seminars. Look at all the on-camera kills we have using this tactic. How do we have 100% success with outdoor riders? I use a turkey call to scout, locate, and find all the turkeys to get everybody set up on. So this gentleman here is saying that shouldn't go out and do that because you're going to make the turkeys call shy.
How many states have you killed turkeys in?
43. Let's see what he says here. He says, but I don't use turkey calls while turkey scouting. By the end of the season, the turkeys in my area have learned my stick and are harder to call in. That's just not true. That's not true.
How do they
this,
know
this is what
turkey?
I talked about on Midwest podcast. This is what I talked about on Hook 'em Up and everybody, same thing. But I understand where they're coming from. He's only hunting for himself. I'm hunting for everybody else. And it works for me, and I do it professionally because I have to make it happen. I got to fly into a place, be there 3 mornings with too many people, place I've never seen before, and the only way I make it happen is with a turkey call. But yet this guy, he took my video, and then he's telling me I'm doing it wrong. So I just totally disagree with that. But here's what we're dealing with. Here's the American Hunter magazine, right? Grand Slam Turkeys, turkey on the cover. NRA magazine, great magazine, right? You know what it says right down here? Plus, how to convince a call-shy Tom. You know, I mean, it's everywhere. I can't get away. But this Wide Open Spaces guy, you know, take my video, use it, put it out like it's his work. Even though, you know, he gives me credit for my video. But, you know, if you're going to disagree with me.
Do your own video.
Do your own video and do it your way. Don't use mine and then say I'm doing it wrong when I do it for a living and I'm very successful. What kills me about this, like I told Mark Strand, is If I wasn't killing turkeys with everybody, if I didn't have kill after kill after kill on my DVDs and in my seminars showing these tactics and how I located turkeys, okay. But who is this guy to use my stuff and tell me I'm not doing it right? I'm doing it all wrong.
Do you remember the one year at Denny Dennis's booth? They had you had the bird yelping, the hand really cranking it up and doing some, and this guy's going, Denny, why do you have that crap on there? You know that's not true. That's all fake.
Well, they tell me it's fancy editing, but it kills me how the guys won't use their names on these turkey blogs. Because right now I am getting hammered on the turkey blogs. One guy wants to beat me up if I did something like that to his turkeys. And I was like, why don't you guys get a life and enjoy turkey hunting, share it with others, and go out and have a good time? Why don't you go out and try using your turkey call? And it just blows me away that an individual like this gentleman or whoever, even this article in American Hunter, that if you go out into the woods at a distance and there's turkeys on the next ridge, let's say 400 yards away, like down where Gary Lee's at, and you blow a turkey call, make a sound like a turkey in the woods, that those turkeys are now going to be shy and they're not going to come to a turkey call because you just made them shy. How ridiculous is that?
What's one of your other favorite lines? You got to yelp three times and wait 30 minutes.
Yeah, by the clock, by the watch.
Well, no, do you remember the rest of your statement?
Yeah, the hen comes in, yelps 30 times, and runs off of my gobbler before my 3 minutes is up. Got to do what the turkeys are doing. I just don't understand. What happens here, turkey hunters for generations have been told what not to do instead of what to do. Now, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of great people out there to send me nice stuff and say they appreciate what I'm doing, help me get their kid a turkey. They got a turkey. They read my book and was able to take their first turkey. There's lots of those. I'm not complaining on. But I just get tired of blogs with guys not even using their real names telling me I'm doing everything wrong and I shouldn't do that and that I'm full of crap and that they want to beat me up. It's just ridiculous. It's stupid. I don't get it.
Oh, my gosh. You know, it's well, the rest of that, when I said, I saw you say it too.
Just got a text from Mitch Norris. His turkeys talk all day. They vocalize. They communicate. That's how they survive. You're going to make a turkey sound, you're going to make them shy. That's the most ridiculous thing ever. And I've got a little hunt. And the reason this hunt's in, Vogelvogger and listeners, is that this is in Florida on a ranch. They said they don't like calling. Wait till they walk by at 8 o'clock. Don't call much to it. And I got a double kill because we don't listen to what everybody says. We need to go do what we got to do to get a television show. What do you hear this hunt? Now, this hunt did get me kicked off a ranch because I boogered out turkeys. But the two that we shoot, they're not call shy anymore.
Well, the last part of it, you said, when somebody said this to you and I about died, you said, yelp three times, wait 30 minutes. And you looked at him and said, I've never killed a turkey wearing a watch yet.
That's true. All right, let's go down to Florida. I'm going to play a hunt in an area of a ranch that they said, now these turkeys don't like calling. These turkeys are different, and they're really, really difficult to get because they're very call shy, and you shouldn't wait till one walks by at 8 o'clock. Now, I did condense this just a little bit because you can't listen to the whole thing, but this is me and my buddy Jerry Henson in Florida on a ranch where they're call shy. Go ahead and play that for us. Right at daylight, I'm going to owl hoot and start the turkey. This is how I call and hunt turkeys. See, they don't like calling. Right, Vogler?
Yes, sir.
They don't like calling. Now, I'm awful close to the microphone with my camera. That's why that calling is so loud. The airplane was coming over. Okay, now, took a little... Here it comes. Listen to those... Osceola. Vogelvogler. Now, neither one of them are call shy anymore. Neither one of them.
They're dead.
Those are Osceola turkeys down in South Florida. Me and my buddy Jerry Henson. I call the same in Missouri, same in New York, same everywhere I go. You know, you feel the birds. I worked those turkeys up and got them worked up, and you heard how they responded to the call and came in because they thought I was a dominant hen. They wanted to breed, right? Go out and have fun. Use your turkey call and kill turkeys. Let's take a break. Matty G, take us into commercial break, and we'll see you all on the other side.